few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
One of the oldest, most traditional ways for young people to earn money for traveling abroad, and in fact while traveling abroad, is by being an au pair. An au pair is a nanny, a domestic assistant from a foreign country who works for and lives with a host family. Now, of course, this is only a good idea for the right kind of person. You wouldn't want me to be an au pair for your kids. I'd be like, kids, let's go light some stuff on fire. Or kids, let's go practice shoplifting. Because that's kind of what I was up to when I was a kid. Now, thankfully, this story is not about me. I'm not going to go out and try to be an au pair. Don't worry. In this story, a South African traveler earns money through blogging and childcare, allowing her to live in Turkey, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. She now has driver's licenses in four countries, and she's been able to have a wealth of global experience while getting paid. So, like I said, a good opportunity for the right kind of person. And in this story, I'll tell you more about how it works. Stay tuned. It's coming right up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Lerato Bombo of South Africa has a side hustle that takes her around the world. This gig not only earns an income, but also saves her money on food and lodging. It's a job you may have heard of before, but perhaps haven't considered in this way. Lerato is a part-time au pair. An au pair is defined as a young person who goes abroad to live with a native family, often to learn a language or experience a different culture in exchange for childcare. Before traveling and becoming an au pair, Lerato trained and worked in digital marketing. In 2016, she started blogging, which led to freelance writing and web design work. That's been her primary income for the past 3 years while living in different countries. And to add another piece to the puzzle, she launched a dropshipping store in the past year. Although Lerato can spend up to 60 hours a week on her blog, freelance work, and dropshipping, all of those projects are online, and they're flexible in terms of when she puts in her hours. In other words, her day job fits easily around her childcare side hustle schedule. Typically, she'll watch her host family's kids for 2 hours in the morning. While the kids are at school, she does her online work. After school, she takes care of the kids again until around 7 p.m. She does this 4 days a week, and the rest of the time is her own. Being an au pair has helped Lerato learn a lot about herself. She's grown to handle things she didn't think she was able, and she can now claim driver's licenses in 4 countries and proficiency in 6 languages. But what are the economics of this? Let's talk about the money. Lerato's most recent au pair pay was 1,000 euros, or $1,200 per month. Now, that may not sound like much, but remember that her food, lodging, and utilities are all free. This past April, she also made $500 in overtime because the parents went to Portugal for the weekend while she watched the kids. She's now done this job in a lot of places, starting with her first assignment in Istanbul. While living there with a family for 6 months, she managed to visit 8 different countries, in addition to traveling around the majestic country of Turkey. The environment there was completely new for her. New food, a different religion, and a foreign culture. The language barrier was significant as well. Only one person in the house spoke English, although this is great for learning the local language, which she did. Lerato's other au pair placements have included 1.5 years in Ireland, 8 months in the UK, and 1 year in the US. Different countries have different regulations and minimum wages. France is one of the worst in terms of pay, at just 50 euros a week, and yet it remains one of the most popular countries for au pairs. Spain's wages are only slightly better. Of course, these two places are likely more attractive for the potential to improve your French and Spanish. In the US, the legal minimum wage for an au pair is $196 per week. Other places, like Ireland, don't have a minimum at all, so it really depends on the family. A normal contract is between 6 and 24 months. Short-term contracts, like during summer holidays, can be for 1 month or less. Most families require an au pair to commit for a specific amount of time before hiring them. And they prefer not to make abrupt transitions because kids can struggle with adapting to a new person and creating a new routine mid-school year. For first-time au pairs, Lerato recommends signing up with an agency. An agency is responsible for finding families and making sure the environment is safe. They'll run a background check on the family, arrange work visas, introduce you to other au pairs in the area, and even place you with another family if you're unhappy. Agencies usually charge both the au pair and the family a fee. A free alternative is to create a profile on aupairworld.com. On this site, families pay to use the service, but it's free for au pairs. Since there's no vetting provided with this method, Lerato says it's important to ask a lot of questions, have multiple video calls with the family before committing, and just know that if the offer sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Something unique about this side hustle is that it can be seasonal. You can take on back-to-back contracts or pause between them as you wish. At the moment, Lerato is doing just that, taking a break from her assignments. She's decided to travel full-time for 6 months, gathering content for her travel blog, and visiting her family back in South Africa. Maybe she'll return to being an au pair, or maybe she'll apply those new skills to other endeavors. With 6 languages and driver's licenses in 4 countries, she'll have no shortage of opportunities. Well, as I said, definitely not an opportunity for me. Definitely not something I'm going to jump on. But I'm also not a young person, so I'm disqualified in that regard, too. However, I admire the combination of freelance work and dropshipping, blogging, etc. that Lorato has combined with being an au pair, which would typically provide a way for young people to travel, which is cool, but not help a lot with the goals of paying off debt and achieving financial independence, which is what we're all about here on the program, and also something that a lot of young people are interested in. So good for her. I'm going to be sure to check out her blog, which of course we will link up in the show notes. By the way, fun fact, the word au pair is French, meaning on equal terms. And the phrase originally described an arrangement between two parties paid for by the exchange of mutual services. So au pairs weren't paid at all for a long time, and now it's much more common, as you heard in the story, for them to receive at least some kind of stipend. And someone like Lorato has found a way to make it work even more to her advantage. Okay, that's it for today. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. The show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/963, episode 963. Got an interesting story coming up for you tomorrow. It's all about a guy who makes money on moving boxes. You ever had to move and you have to deal with those boxes? It's just a pain. It's a problem. Well, he has created a solution, and he's doing pretty well with it, as you will hear tomorrow. I hope you'll do one thing today to get yourself closer to a goal that you believe in, whether it is learning a language or traveling abroad, or alternatively, creating some freedom, creating some opportunity and possibility for yourself so that you will have more time to learn a language or to travel or to spend time with your family or whatever is important to you. That is, again, what it's all about: freedom, opportunity, possibility for you. Thanks so much. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. More is on the way.
From the Onward Project.